Hey, good morning. How you doing? It's a Monday morning, of course. You know that. It might be Monday afternoon. It might be Monday evening. But for the majority of people, I think, watching this, it's Monday morning. Did you have a nice weekend? Did you have a good weekend? Did you work? You might have worked it, in which case you probably didn't. But it's the 11th of November, 2019. This is a newspaper review live stream. You know that by now. Not to be confused with the radio show. You know that by now. And we'll have a look at the newspapers in a second. Quite a bit to get through today. Interesting stories inside the papers today. It's not all election coverage, which you're going to have to get used to, really, for the next few weeks, at least in the UK anyway. Although I'm pretty sure Europe-wide and even worldwide, there is a lot of interest in this particular UK general election. Lovely weekend myself, so I'm in fine form. Looking forward to the week ahead. There you are. So the Queen was tearful, was she, at the Remembrance Day commemorations? Or had she just done a line of Charlie? Not to be confused with her son, the heir to the throne. Had she just done a line of Charlie? Because one has to resort to exotic ways when one is bored to tears by these endless public events. I don't know. A lot of newspaper coverage this morning of the Queen, who was allegedly moved to tears during the Remembrance Day commemorations at the Cenotaph. I don't buy it. But then again, maybe I wouldn't buy it. Let's have a look at the newspapers. Good morning to those of you who are chatting amongst yourselves there on the chat. And I'll have a look at one or two of the comments in a moment. I'm going to get a new program so I can make it easier to read the comments while I'm doing this. I'll say a new program. I'm just going to use the one that the Trigger Warning boys use. But anyway, straight into the newspapers then. The front page of The Mail. We'll start off with The Mail. Let's give myself a bit of room here. Here's The Mail. In 100th year of the Cenotaph, Queen's tears for war dead. And then the end of veterans' witch hunt. This is interesting. Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party, is making a pledge, a manifesto pledge, that it will end the witch hunt of UK Army veterans, particularly around veterans who served in Northern Ireland. They'll stop what they're calling unfair prosecutions of men, mostly men, who served in Northern Ireland and who have been accused of, well, committing crimes, basically, in the North. The Labour Party has been on the radio this morning and just doesn't want to go there. Labour Party MPs, or outgoing MPs, incoming MPs, incumbents are being asked, what do you think of that, this notion that we shouldn't be pursuing Northern Ireland, well former British soldiers who served in Northern Ireland, what do you think of this notion that we shouldn't be pursuing them all these years later? And Labour just doesn't want to get involved at all. So that's on the front page of the Daily Mail. In, what have I lost out on? Oh yeah, the Telegraph. There you go. There's the Telegraph. Another picture of the Queen. Tories to end unfair trials of troubles veterans. That's exactly the same story on the front page of the Daily Mail. A lot of people in Northern Ireland, of course, will have opinions on that. It'll be varying opinions. What do you think, you big baldy gammon? You're an Irish Republican and you often voted for Sinn Féin. I'll tell you what I think. I think eventually people are going to have to move on. One of the things I understood when covering the Good Friday Agreement talks, well, the talks that led up to the Good Friday Agreement, one of the things I understood was that communities would be encouraged, if not to forgive, if it's difficult, if not to forget the atrocities committed by every side up there, but at least to move on. This is why we had early release of prisoners, Republican prisoners and Unionist prisoners. So that's where I would be. At some stage, you have to move on. At some stage, you have to draw a line under it and say, it happened. Very bad things were done. The British Army's conduct was, well, it was shocking, of course. Collusion was shocking. The collusion between the British Army and the, what would have been the Royal Ulster Constabulary, of course it's not called that anymore, it's now the Police Service of Northern Ireland. That collusion, and of course the intelligence agencies, was shocking. Some of the crimes committed by the IRA, unspeakable, shocking. And loyalist, unionist, terrorists, shocking. But fucking leave it in the past. Move on now. All right, that's how you do it. Easy for you to say. Maybe it is. Maybe it is easy for me to say. Maybe if I had lost a dad, a mom, sister or a brother, maybe I'd have a different point of view. But hey, listen, we can talk, can't we? That's what I say. Did I just see Graham Booth there with an old donation? Thank you, Graham Booth from triggerwarning.tv. This will be a game of one-upmanship. How dare you mention the Queen without standing to attention, says Graham Booth. Yeah. Yeah, they had the minute silence before the Salford and Burton Albion FA Cup match on Saturday. They had the minute silence at every football game in the country, didn't they, over the weekend. Graham, thanks for that, mate. Check out triggerwarning.tv. Check out the Trigger Warning boys on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter as well. Very good stuff. Thanks, Graham. I really appreciate that, mate. Graham is kind of responsible for this live stream being a bog standard one. And that's not an insult to Graham. It was way, way beyond bog standard when I first started it. It was absolutely crap. He set me up with the software that allows me to put images and videos on the screen, so he deserves a lot of credit there. So that's the Daily Telegraph there. And also on the front page of the Telegraph, you can probably see it there on the right-hand side, Alexa device may soon have eyes as well as ears. Yeah. I won't say anything. Self-explanatory. We'll move on. The Daily Mirror. Of course they'll have eyes as well as ears. £845 million for the forgotten children. Mental health coverage or discussion around mental health issues, particularly around the mental health of children. Well, it's become an Olympic sport with the media. It's never ending. We're all mentally ill one way or the other. And our children, oh, they're all nutters. Nutters. Nutters is not, of course, a medical term. It's not a scientific term. But, yeah, it's a Labour pledge that there are so many vulnerable kids. Everybody is vulnerable these days. This is where we're going, you see. Well, it's a buzzword. It's a buzzword that's entered our consciousness in the last couple of years. Vulnerable groups. We need to take care of the more vulnerable groups in society. And there's a race to the bottom to invent more and more vulnerable groups. Because the more vulnerable you determine a group of people to be, the more control you can take over that group. You then get power over that group of people. I said this a few times about racism and about BAME, black, Asian, minority, ethnic people. I've said 1,000 times, don't be anybody's victim. Don't allow anybody to tell you you're vulnerable. Because once they do that and declare you to be vulnerable, well, they're then taking control of your lives, aren't they? They're taking responsibility for you. And you and you alone should be responsibility. Should be responsibility? Should be responsible for yourself. So mental health, yes, the Labour Party, huh? Don't you just love them? That's in the Mirror. The Guardian then, the lefty Guardian. Nearly half of rape victims declined to go ahead with prosecutions. This is a story that comes up every now and then. And in The Guardian today, there's a scathing attack on the police. Because The Guardian alleges that in many of these cases, a suspect is identified through the account or the report made by the alleged victim. But yet nothing happens. When the file gets sent to the department, the Director of Public Prosecutions, more often than not, there isn't a procession. It doesn't proceed to a charge and then to a trial. Rape's a very difficult thing to prove. And victims of rape have my sympathy because a lot of people have been sexually assaulted, have been, undoubtedly. I know this. I used to interview a lot of people many years ago back in my very early days in radio. I used to go to rape crisis centres sometimes and meet with wonderful women who used to run those centres and some of the women whom were victims of it. But it's a difficult thing to prove without the evidence, without the DNA evidence. It's very difficult. And I imagine there are a lot of people who were abused or were raped and have to come to terms with the fact that they're not going to get any justice in a court of law. It's a very interesting article in The Guardian today. You know, everybody should be innocent, of course, until proven guilty, no matter what they are accused of doing, however heinous it might be. But there is a disproportionate number of people who were raped who never get their day in court. It's a good article in The Guardian. I read it this morning. The Guardian is free to read online at theguardian.com. Okay. Yeah. I used to interview a wonderful woman. I must check out if she's still around, called Sheila Vereker, who used to run the Rape Crisis Centre in Waterford City, where obviously I come from. And amazing work there. I must check out, is she still working in that sector, in that field? I shouldn't say sector, but in that field, a very important field. The Times, parties clash over claim that Corbyn will spend £1 trillion. Spoke about this on Sunday View yesterday. Basically, the Conservative Party have done a bit of jiggery-pokery. They've had a look at what they believe Labour is going to do if Labour becomes... if Labour forms the next government, and the Conservatives are alleging that Labour's spending will amount to about £1.2 trillion over the next 5 years. There was a big argument about this yesterday on the BBC and Sky and ITN News. The Labour Party says, well, we haven't published our manifesto yet. We haven't finalised our spending plans yet, so this is just electioneering. And it's fake news. Students turn against free speech amid culture of conformity. Excuse me. We'll look at that. We will take a little look inside the Times. That's an interesting article. Students turn against free speech amid culture of conformity. Yes, that's no big surprise, is it? Some of the things we've been reading in our newspapers in recent months, even recent years, about students walking out of universities complaining because somebody like Germaine Greer, the feminist, has been invited to speak, or Jordan Peterson has been invited to speak. He shouldn't be here. He's offensive, or she's offensive. So very good piece in the Times about what this means. Culture of conformity. Yes, yes. We'll have a look at that in a moment. The Metro. The Poppy Parade ambush. Thug launches firework during 2 minute silence. Some guy was squatting in a property and launched a firework out of a building that he was squatting in over the heads of people attending the Remembrance Day commemorations. And the police had to get him out of there before he was murdered, apparently. Yep. Lovely. Nobody does street justice, by the way. Like Latin America. Like Latin America. LiveLeak.com, one of the, in my opinion, one of the most important websites in the world. Really important videos from content creators in parts of the world, you know, beset by war. Right? Very, very good. But you will see some funny stuff on there as well. Latin America, Colombia, Bolivia. Street justice, when thieves are caught in communities. Jesus, nobody does. We could learn a thing or two about dispensing justice from our friends in South America and Latin America. I'm not saying I agree with it now, but Jesus, they don't call the police in those places, in the favelas, No, they don't call the police. No. We'll just kick the granny out of the thief. We'll kick the almighty bejesus granny out of the thief. And when the police do come along, there's very little left. Crazy people. Boris boost as economy bounces back. That's according to today's Daily Express. New figures to show the UK is growing again. Yeah. The Sun. My mini miracles. World's tiniest twin boys. They were born at 23 weeks and they weighed less than a pound. Look at them. God love them. Hopefully they'll grow big and strong. Less than a pound. Wow. Wow. The Financial Times, very interesting story about the European Central Bank wants a bigger say on decisions. Of course it does. It has enough of a say. Hi to Wendy Bell. How you doing, Wendy? Thanks for the super chat contribution, Wendy. Hope you're well today and thanks for doing that. I really am greatly appreciated, as I hope you believe. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, the European Central Bank. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I'm making a glaring assumption about that story. I'm assuming it's they want a bigger say in the economies of the European Union nation states. I haven't read it, so I could be wrong. It could be that they want a greater say, I don't know, in setting interest rates globally. I have no idea. So I should be honest about that and put my hand up. But I'm sure it is they want a greater say in the domestic politics of so-called sovereign states. Phoenix Rises, says the Daily Star. Peter Kay might be bringing back Phoenix Nights, which only ran for 2 seasons and is one of the funniest television shows you'll ever watch in your life. I would prefer they left it alone, personally. But Paddy McGuinness, who played a very big part in Phoenix Nights, has been telling people over the weekend that it's going to come back to our television screens with new plot lines and new episodes. I hope not. Leave it well enough alone. I say. Fawlty Towers, 2 seasons. Greatest comedy of all time. Undisputed. The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin. Again, 2 seasons. 3? 2? 3? Not more than 3. I'm thinking 2. Again, one of the greatest of all time. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. So good morning if you're on the Super Chat then. If you're on the chat, I should say. Jennifer Garcia is in Florida. How you doing, Jennifer? Richie, in Florida, Alexa recordings may be used in a murder case. What say you? Wow. Well, no great surprise, I suppose, that if the detectives are in a premises and they're doing their forensic examination of the murder scene and they see that there's an Alexa on the bloody sideboard or on the mantelpiece, yeah, sadly, yeah, why not? Let's get the Alexa down to the station for examination. Well, of course it's recording everything, Jennifer, we do and say. And of course they want eyes on these things. Jesus wept. Jean-Anne Crowley is listening. Good morning, Jean-Anne. Today's example of crass materialism. Stella McCartney tweets her approval of Meghan Markle wearing her, Stella's, autumn 19 coat to the cenotaph yesterday. Pretty shameless by Stella McCartney. But you know what? The whole remembrance poppy thing is crass anyway. I gave my personal opinion on it on the Sunday View show yesterday. It didn't go down very well. But I don't mind. Listen, we'll have a phone-in show this coming Thursday. You know, I really am happy for the people who disagree with me to come on and, in a mature way, tell me why I'm wrong. Is it so hard to do? Like, rather than go on Twitter and scream abuse at me and call me a this and a that, which of course doesn't bother me, it's like water off a duck's back, just because I said people should take their poppy and insert it sideways up their arses. Some idiot then said to me, oh, how could you do that? The poppy is round. Well, it comes with a little clip at the back, so you can turn it that way, and then up your rectum it goes. I've no interest in it. But if you want to come on the programme and take advantage of the phone-in show and have your say about that or anything else you disagree with, I'm going to be nice to you. I'm not some of these shock jocks that insult people who ring up. I'm going to let you talk and then I'm going to argue with you and then I'm going to let you talk again. Get over yourselves. Hi to William in Baltic, northeast of Scotland. Thanks for the super chat, William. Yeah, it must be cold in Scotland. If it's cold here... And by Jesus, it's cold here. It's got to be cold in Scotland. Anne's son suffers with schizophrenia. And I'm sorry to hear that. That's a very serious psychological condition. It's a very genuine one. And I knew a gentleman back in my hometown of Waterford who had to deal with that. I hope he's doing okay at the moment, Dan. And I wish him all the best. Can't be easy dealing with that. You have my genuine sympathy there. Yeah. Yeah. Evo Morales stepped down in Bolivia. That's right, he did, amid big protests there in South America. I have been following that, of course. Thanks for that to Van G. How you doing, Van G? Listen, if I don't read the comments, you'll have to bear with me. What I'm trying to do is get some sort of program where the comments just flash up on screen for me while I'm doing this, while I'm looking down the camera. It'll make it easier for me to do that. I'm not ignoring your comments, by the way. Hey, listen, let's look inside the papers then. It's 10 minutes to 10. It is the 11th of November, 2019. I am Richie Allen. This is the YouTube live stream newspaper review show. It is monumental bollocks. It is a pile of shite. But we have a little bit of fun and it breaks up the monotony of Monday mornings, doesn't it? A little bit. Let's have a look at the Times, the article we saw on the front page of the Times. Students turn against free speech amid culture of conformity. There's nothing funny about this. So what I'll do is I'll bring up the article there, as best as I can, and I'll grab my tablet. Told you this was crap, didn't I? Told you this was crap. Couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery. That would be me. Let me turn off the Wi-Fi here on the old tablet. I've had this for ages, this. Don't understand these people changing these things every year. I've had this for ages, look. It's good. I flashed it quick enough so you didn't see all the porn site apps there. Just in case. There are no porn site apps there, look. What is there? Yeah, just a load of news websites. Yeah, same again. Just a load of news websites. See? Very good. Lovely. Right, so this is good now. And it's a good bit of journalism, a good bit of writing. And it's very salient. This is something we're concerned about, you and me. At least we should be. What's going on here, eh? Like I said, piss up in brewery. This is fewer than half of students consistently support freedom of speech, and 40%, two-fifths, favour censorship and no platforming of controversial speakers. Research has shown a culture of conformity may also be having an effect on undergraduates, who are often too intimidated to espouse unpopular views on campus. Self-censorship. This is not a coincidence. This isn't the byproduct of some bad planning. This is the way it's meant to be. Difficult place to be if you've got unpopular opinions, because you've got to keep your big mouth shut. Because if you're not, you're going to be exiled. You might be exiled, electronically exiled. You know, you might become a pariah on social media, where so many people live these days. Or you might become untouchable. You might become shunned, physically shunned, if you have views that have been deemed wrong. Wrong, because that's where we're moving now. That view is wrong. Okay, well, let's debate about it. No, we can't debate it because it's wrong. We said it's wrong. It's wrong. Well, Jesus, I'd like to explain. No, it's wrong. But if you just give me a second, no, it's wrong. Ban him. And that's where it's going. And I mentioned Jean Ann earlier on, UCD graduate with distinction. She couldn't imagine Jean Ann Crowley in the late 1960s, early 1970s, going to university. Early 1970s, I think Jean Ann was at UCD. She wouldn't mind me saying that, because if you Wikipedia Jean Ann, you can find out how old she is anyway. She's fucking old. No, she's not. But this wouldn't have happened. People being, deplatformed at UCD in the early 1970s. You know, robust, argumentative, snarky, wind-up fucking merchants would have been delighted with Jordan Peterson coming to speak, or Nell McCafferty coming to speak, or politicians that were on the right coming to speak. Yes, let's get them in here and let's challenge them. No, now deplatform them. What's it going to mean in the next 20 years if this is not stopped? There's some more of it there. So Policy Exchange has done the research here, and they want deep-rooted reform at university, which should establish academic freedom champions reporting directly to the Vice Chancellor. So they want people on campuses ensuring that people are not deplatformed, whatever their view is. But how did it get to this? Well, it's important that. It's an important story. Must be a horrendous place to be now. It feels like a lifetime ago that I was at uni. I can't imagine in my time anybody being exiled or almost being labelled as some sort of toxic human being that should be avoided just because of he or because of his or her opinions on anything. Madness. Madness. And I'll just leave it there because, like I said, I don't need to add any more to that. You've heard this song 1,000 times before. It is going across the UK media this morning about a couple of different medicines which have been derived, medicines extracted or taken, medicines created using the cannabis plant have been approved for use on the NHS. You and me both know, don't we? Don't we? Don't we? We know that there are fantastic benefits from using CBD oil. We know this. We've known it for a long, long time. It has had wondrous results dealing with very rare forms of epilepsy, dealing with extreme pain and many other things. We've known this, but it has been and is illegal for people to grow it and to use it for themselves. Often, it always makes me kind of wonder that. Imagine you have a tyrannical government that can tell you that it is illegal to grow a plant, a naturally occurring plant. You are not allowed to grow that plant and use it in treating yourself of chronic pain. Crazy. But that's big story today. Everybody's covering it. A couple of medicines that originated or have come about, have been designed, developed using cannabis, are now legal. Very good. Speaking of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, you just can't say anything. Here's a guy in Canada, some sort of right-wing guy, fair enough, I couldn't care less what he is. He's a sports commentator who comments on hockey. He made some comments about immigrants in Canada who should buy the poppy, according to him. They should buy the poppy out of respect for soldiers, for the soldiers that gave us the freedom, that gave Canadians freedom. And you're in Canada now, you horrible migrants. You're in Canada and you should buy the poppy and you should accept this is where you are. And you came to Canada to enjoy our way of life. And we only have this way of life because of the sacrifices made by the soldiers. It's a fairly innocuous comment. But he's got to be fired now, apparently. He's got to be fired. He's some sort of bigot, according to a lot of different people on social media. Where these kangaroo courts are held, of course, is on Twitter. If you get enough people piling in and piling on, it often moves institutions. So this guy's company, based on thousands of tweets and retweets, might just say, well, better that we get rid of this guy. Look at all that stuff on Twitter. Amazingly. Not allowed to have an opinion now. I don't agree with the guy. I don't disagree with him, but I don't really agree with him. Don't be telling people what to do. You know, if people don't want to wear the poppy, if they want to set fire to it, that's their own business. And you can argue with them all day long. But the guy surely should be allowed to give his opinion, right? Without being having his career threatened because of it. But that's where we are now. It's what happens all the time, every day. RT, speaking of RT, Afsin Ratanzi, I hope I pronounced that right, has an exclusive interview this week on the Going Underground programme with the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And you'll be able to watch that on YouTube, of course, because, say it for me, RT has a YouTube channel and it's free. And you can watch the interview in its entirety. Assad drops a bit of truth about the United States and the West and how ISIS came to be. It's very interesting. My pal John texted me this morning. He asked me about the BBC not commenting on it, on what Assad said. Well, what's worse again is not the BBC ignoring Assad's interview with RT. That's understandable. RT is a rival network. But what's not understandable, and I wonder how many people in the UK ever think of this. Jesus, why doesn't the BBC have interviews with Bashar al-Assad? I mean, his command of the English language is very good. I mean, he worked in London as an ophthalmologist. Very articulate bloke. Why don't we have him on? But he could say the same thing about Vladimir Putin. They could say the same thing about Hassan Rouhani in Iran. But they don't. Because they're a bunch of brain-dead fuckwits. Who are brain-dead fuckwits? Society at large. 99.99% of the people you encounter in daily life are brain-dead fuckwits. Utterly incapable of an original thought or thinking for themselves full stop. We hear story after story after story about the bastard Bashar. And about fake chemical weapons attacks. And about the Syrians killing their own people. Surely one fucking screwball English person who never heard the independent media, one person must think, why don't they interview this guy, the BBC? To give him a chasing. Why wouldn't they bring him on and go, what is it about you and dropping these chemical weapons on your people? That's obvious why they don't invite him on. Because Bashar would say, I'm not dropping chemical weapons on anybody, as a matter of fact. That's not what we're doing. And then Bashar might say to the BBC, let me tell you about these jihadi head-chopping lunatics in my country and where they came from. At which point the BBC would have technical difficulties. I'm sorry, we seem to have lost the Syrian president there. We'll do our best to re-establish the link and we'll get back to him after the sport. This is why they don't interview him. Of course. Wake up, people. Smell the fucking coffee, you know? Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Right. What are we doing here, eh? What are we doing here? Yeah, so I must, again, thank those of you who are live chatting. Fantastic. You live chatters, you. Eh? I love that you participate, by the way. So I want to read more of the comments. Not so much say hello, because this is a podcast as well. I want to read some more of your comments as we go along. Yeah. This election is going to be full of this type of thing. Don't panic. Don't panic. Do not switch off the live stream. I'm not going to spend much time on this morning. I'm not. I know you're fed up with it. It's the anti-Semitism bullshit. The allegations. The allegation that the Labour Party is beset on all sides by the inequity and the tyranny of evil men, by anti-Semites. Apparently. More Labour shame. Pressure grows on minister who sang, "Hey Jews," apparently, on a bus. He denies it. That's just stupid, isn't it? I mean, if he was doing that, he's obviously a dickhead, right? Let's be honest about it. But is it a crime to be a dickhead, really? I don't know. Maybe it should be. Maybe I should just join these people, give up fighting it and just join them. Yeah, sack fucking everybody. Whoever said anything that you disagree with, just get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, you know, once and for all. I should stop doing my radio show. I'm horribly fucking racist. I just accept it and just be done with it once and for all. Just leave, leave. Go back to the private sector, Richie. Yeah, why not? Labour Shadow Minister Dan Carden allegedly sang the Beatles song with Hey Jews. But did he just sing Hey Jews or did he change some of the other lyrics? This week's postal competition, dear viewers, is I want you to write an anti-Semitic song to the tune of Hey Jude. It must be Hey Jews. Take a sad song, right? But I want anti-Jewish lyrics in there. Answers on a postcard, please. I'll make a draw next Tuesday. And the winner will receive a Robin Reliant. Two-stroke engine Robin Reliant. Or a 1986 Nissan Micra with 275,000 miles on the clock. I'll drive it to your house personally. Hey, Jews. It's all mad shit, this, you know. That's all you're getting. He sang Hey, Jews, did he? Did he? But there was a woman on board this bus. They were off to the races. They're off to Cheltenham races. High spirits, probably a few beers on board. I'm not excusing it. If the guy is sitting there singing Hey, Jews, and he's just a fucking idiot, right? Let's be honest about it here. You got to be honest about it. I can't have it all my own way. You know, I accept that. Free speech and all that. I understand that. But look, if you're doing that sort of thing, you've obviously got some problem with Jewish people. Right? So have the balls. And I'll have more respect for you if you say, yeah, I actually fucking don't like Jews very much, Richie, to be honest. Oh, fair enough. You're honest. Let's talk about it. You know, own your bullshit. I've always owned my bullshit. And I'm very proud of that. You know me, warts and all. I'm a fucking idiot. I know I am. But I own my bullshit. I own it. I don't try and hide from it. Are you that guy, Richie, who said that you're not sure about the 6 million? I am. That's me. I'm not going to hide from it. That's me. Yeah, for better or for worse. We can talk about it if you want. I'll tell you why. But don't run away and say, oh, I didn't do it. This guy was singing Hey Jews on the bus. He was caught doing it. Fucking idiot. Anyway. But they're going after lots of different Labour people. It's not just about Jews. This woman, Zara Sultana. Zara Sultana. In the mid-morning with the Regent's Talk, Zara Sultana, 97.6 FM. Zara said she'd be applauding the deaths of Tony Blair and Benjamin Netanyahu. They're Cupid stunts, both of them, aren't they? Both of them are psychotic mass murderers. But if you emulate, if you allow, as Ike would say, yourself to descend into that low frequency, that low vibrational frequency, you'll end up becoming like them, full of hatred. Don't wish the deaths of Tony Blair and Benjamin Netanyahu. Don't. Stand up against who they are, call out what it is they do, but don't wish cancer on them, don't wish death on them. You become as bad as them. They'll get their comeuppance eventually, these people, one way or the other. So don't sweat it. I'd imagine that Tony Blair is pretty scared of death, I'd be honest. I'd imagine Tony Blair is wondering what the fuck is on the other side. Maybe 1.5 million Iraqis, Tony. With little rock hammers. Little rock hammers, like Shawshank, where they'll fucking chip away at you for eternity. Maybe. Thought you said you should. Exactly. I don't wish that on anybody. But this woman here, they want her deselected as well because she didn't believe the Skripal claims. But why should anybody believe the Skripal claims? There's no proof. It's just a fantasy invented before the Russian World Cup to demonise Russia and to put pressure on Russia. No evidence that Yulia Skripal and her father were poisoned by Novichok. It's bullshit. We know it is. Right? Right, here you are. Lovely stuff. We're approaching on about 475 people watching this, are we? Are we? Jesus Christ, 475 people have nothing better to do, huh? What are we? 10 minutes past 10. This made me laugh this morning in the Mirror. Shopper outrages Sainsbury's bans kids from having chips with meals in cafes. This made me laugh because I love the inconsequential things that wind people up, you know. You know? People take to social media. They phone newspapers to complain that they can't get a bowl of chips in Sainsbury's for their children. But, as we said earlier on, 52% of the people voted to leave the country. It's been betrayed. They don't give a shit. We give billions of pounds worth of armaments to Saudi Arabia to commit genocide in Yemen. We don't give a shit. Couldn't care less. Homeless people are dying on the streets of the UK every day of the week. People who are working two jobs can't afford to eat and have to go to food banks. Couldn't give a shit. But if you go to Sainsbury's, get your shopping, and you ask for fish fingers and chips for your six-year-old kid, and the assistant says, we don't serve chips to kids, you go into fucking total meltdown. Or you call up the fucking mayor. You call up the fucking priory. You call the priory. You call the archdeacon. You fucking text the Archbishop of Canterbury over a bowl of chips. It's funny shit. I love the comments because they always quote these parents. Fantastic. They always quote the parents. The quotes are pure gold. My boy loves chips. But he wasn't allowed them with his fish fingers. What do Americans call fish fingers? Is it fish sticks? Fucking Yanks. Fish sticks, is it? My boy loves chips but wasn't allowed them with his fish fingers. It's a farce because chips are on the adult's menu. All right, order them for yourself then, you thick fucker. Order them for yourself. And then give some to the kid. What do you think they're going to do? Call a doorman? Halifax, West Yorkshire. Fantastic. Fandabby-dozy. Yeah. What else have I got for you? Not much, really. Not much. I've got the lovely Mark Bajerski coming on the show later on. I'm going to have a pretty extensive roundup of the news with some very interesting things in there for about 30, 35 minutes. And it'll be good. And then Mark will join me from the Costa del Sol. And it's been ages since Mark was on the show. And it's always brilliantly uplifting to have him on. So let's get him on today. I've got some very good shows lined up for the rest of the week as well. Bond has gone all woke. Do you see this? This was in the Sunday papers yesterday. Bond has gone all woke on us. He gets a millennial makeover. They've banned the phrase Bond girl from the set. And what that means is now legions of young actresses, many of them intelligent women, many of them maybe not intelligent, but many of them intelligent. I think actors and actresses, probably a good cross-section of society, probably. Smart, not so smart, pretty thick. I'm sure you'll find every kind of person. But generations now of future actresses who might have wanted, because maybe they love the genre, they might have wanted to be a Bond girl. They might want to go on and make a dramatic film that sweeps the board at the Oscars as well. Of course. But they might want to be a Bond girl. We can't have that. Fuck that. We can't say Bond girl anymore. So you can't be a Bond girl. Jesus. Hytomaniac76. He says, Richie, how do we wake people, the 99.99% of people up? If we can't, then what is the point? It may already be too late. Yeah, it might already be too late. Might very well be, Maniac. Thanks, by the way. I really appreciate that. I don't know. You just subtly carry on having conversations with people and hope that some of what you're saying rubs off on them. Not that you want to change the way they think. Not that you want to convince them that you are right and they are wrong. If that's your attitude, you're fucked. Forget about it. You can't do that. You know, don't be in the business of telling people you're right and they're wrong. Be in the business of saying to people, do you see this? Or what do you think of that? Or have you considered this? Or it could be argued that. I've found over the years you get further with people than telling them what's right and what's wrong. There's a show called Fleabag, which I haven't watched, BBC show. They've brought in the star of Fleabag, or the writer of it, to help keep Bond millennial, this new Bond film. Just leave it alone. Just let people do whatever people want to do. Let directors, producers, cinematographers, let them do what they feel like doing. Without telling them, no, you've got to change that and you've got to change this, and you don't have enough blind lesbian dwarfs on set, so we need to find a few of them. You know, we don't have three-year-old epileptic wheelchair users. We don't have enough of them on set. Leave people alone. Don't interfere in somebody's artistic creative process. How dare you? Fuck off. All right? If you want to make woke films, get a camera, get a boom mic, get some editing software and make your own fucking films. Except nobody will fucking watch them, you maniacs. Your woke films. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Isn't it? 10:15. Time to go. Time to go. We will talk again at 5 o'clock UK time today on the Richie Allen radio show. Until 5 o'clock. Have a good Monday. It's been raining overnight here in Greater Manchester, Salford. It's been raining pretty heavy. But I think the clouds have parted. A bit of sunshine is breaking through. And that's good news for the long distance runner here. So I'll take myself outside and get the old endorphins flying around inside. So have a good Monday. Join me later on. Check out triggerwarning.tv, Graham Booth, Hayden Hewitt for plenty and for lots and lots of excellent content on lots of different subjects. Very good stuff. Bye for now. Bye.